Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Diva of Days of Our Lives. Tonight we'll be discussing the last week of the show, but before we get started, I just want to make sure everybody follows us on our blog and also on Twitter at Diva of Days of Our Lives and on Facebook at Diva Days, and you can also find us on iTunes. Carrie's going to be with us a little later, and with me tonight is Anna.
Hello.
Hello, and I guess we should pimp at Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka. And I saw where Bob on Facebook said about Mark has a, because he has a new movie out. He's in a movie.
Oh, great.
Is it a Hallmark? But I think he plays a bad guy. Yeah,
he plays a bad guy. Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, so he takes after.
I just happened to see
that. Taking after Bob, then, huh?
Yeah, I guess. I think that's what it was. You know, I read a lot of.
Oh, that's
different
cool. I'll have to go check.
Popping up.
Thanks
and
for the heads
up. But I did that. That was the case. So and
very
also
cool. So and that's Mark. Yeah. And he's at Mark Hapka.
Hapka.
He used to play Nathan Horton on Days of Our Lives.
Yeah.
So that's who we're talking about. Yeah.
Yeah,
so.
And then follow at Lauren Coslow, who plays Kate, and at Teo Penglis, who plays Andre, and he's having still having fun with Chad. And there was a new picture posted of him and Billy Flynn in the dressing room. Very good picture of both of them.
Oh, boy.
It was a very good picture of both of them, but especially Teo. But anyway, yeah. So and they're still playing their little games. Not as much now, I don't know. Teo was into it a little bit more than Billy. Billy kind of backed off a little bit, so I don't know. He met his match, I guess. I don't know. But they're having the Twitter wars out there. So.
Oh, that's great. I love it.
It's a great week this week, but I know next week, I know on Monday, if anybody gets a chance to watch Monday, that's when Andre makes his big reveal to Salem, where he interrupts.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, gathering at the Brady Pub to let everyone know that he's alive. although Justin should know he's alive, because Justin walked in on him, which was, a whole big writing goofball.
Yeah.
I mean, that was
yeah,
a mess up right
yeah.
there. But anyway, yeah, it should be very exciting to see. And he gets physically and verbally abused, from what I understand. So we'll have to.
Oh boy, that should be fun.
Andre, yeah. So I don't know, yeah. But
if anyone pulls his shirt off. That's what I really want to know. Kidding.
Well, see, that's what I think should happen too.
Or at least
handcuffs.
Pops the buttons, pops a few buttons,
yeah.
And puts the handcuffs on. Yeah.
And put the handcuffs on. We need to get, that's when somebody, different people were saying on there, we need to get Andre off and Chad out of those suits. So, yeah, and also it's supposed to be explained in how it came to be that he's, you know, alive and that he is Stefano's biological son. I guess it's
very,
gonna be.
That should be fun.
Finally explained, I guess, because people have a lot of questions. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, I have to say, this week on Days has been the saddest, heartbreaking week that I've ever, time that I've ever seen on Days in all the 50 years that it's been on. Also, not only not saying it was sad, but it was also some of the best drama, the best well-written, and the best performances from everyone that I've seen. Everybody just was phenomenal.
Yes,
and the standout actor, the standout person is Brian Dottillo.
Absolutely.
He just did it for me, of everybody.
He needs to get an Emmy nod for this. I mean, he really does. He's been amazing.
Yes. I mean, I don't cry. When he found out, when Hope told him about, when he found out, and when he went through his, my boy, my son, don't tell me this.
Oh, my gosh.
He was just, I mean, he had me bawling. I mean, I bawled all week. It didn't matter.
I know.
That did it for me. But so.
I'm telling you, there's been so many good scenes between different people and different dynamics, and you know, the people that have been writing the scripts this week, don't you feel like they know the history, they've studied the history and such? Because like even like the Marlena and Sammy scenes and things like that, and you know, it's like, I'm not your patient. Don't treat me like your patient. You know, that kind of thing.
Oh, God,
I mean, the dynamics there. And then even like the dynamics between Kate and Lucas, and the dynamics between, you know, it's been amazing.
Yeah, maybe,
it's been gut-wrenching and amazing at the same time.
Yeah. Maybe we can just kind of like start from the beginning and how it started and kind of,
okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess it started with, on Monday, I started with you know, of course, Will was strangled and Ben
by
moved
Ben.
Him. Yeah, by Ben in Ben and Abby's apartment, but then was taken to Will and Sonny's apartment. And Gabby came home, and Gabby was the one that found him. And she did great too. I mean, she was good.
She was really good.
And you're going to be shocked by what I say.
Okay,
yeah.
Go ahead.
You must have read my mind.
I know you too.
So the
well.
the first person that she calls, of course, you know, she knows 911. Her brother's a cop, so she calls Rafe. And I have to tell you, and I'm gonna eat my words. I have to tell you,
okay.
I don't know what it is. Somebody lit a fire.
This is being recorded.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to say he was the best. I'm not going
to
say because he wasn't.
You don't have to qualify it. Just go ahead.
Yeah. But somebody lit a fire under him, or this something. I don't know what happened, but I have to say, even Rafe had me. There was some emotion.
Yes.
The emotion finally
came. Oh, my gosh.
There it was when
yes.
he was
yes.
talking to Hope. I mean, of course, he came and
yes.
comforting Gabby. And,
yes.
you know, he's... And I'm thinking, okay,
but then he
Rafe,
had that
gotta,
moment where he was suffering, where he was feeling it. That, you know, Will
right,
had been
come
a
on.
Stepson.
You grew up with, Will grew up with you, you know, when you were married to Sam. You should have been close to Hope. Plus, it's your sister, and, you know, she was, I said, I just want to see something here. And then,
mm-hmm.
you know, and he has these feelings with, and then, of course, Hope came and went with him and Hope talking, and then they kind of got into it a little bit about how being handled and about the, and Hope said, but this is Will, and you know, and then, but I have to say, Rafe, yeah, he was pretty good.
He yeah.
was, not the best, but I have to give him props, and.
Just stop right there.
I know, because I hate myself for doing this, but I'm doing it.
It's okay.
But I also,
okay.
and it could be another reason that I'm like on Rafe's side is because Rafe finally has a brain.
And he's one of the only ones that doesn't, he and Marlena are the only ones that don't believe that Chad did it.
Chad. And he's also giving Chad Demera a benefit of the doubt, because you know how he's always on EJ, you know, I always pay with that pompous attitude and always Demera this. But this time, he's thinking with his head, you know, and he's putting all the pieces together. Right, and like that could be another reason that you know he found the Salem brain, you know, and it had to be. And I think I saw someone tweeting that of all people to find the Salem brain, it was Rafe. So anyway,
well,
and then
you know, he definitely when he was in scenes with Ben, he was you could tell he was standing there thinking, wait a minute, this doesn't make sense.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
We can fast forward up until today.
No,
we can. We're going to segue to today because you brought that up. Today on Friday, you know, he went to see Ben and he knows things aren't adding up because he went to question Ben again on Friday.
Okay, so I haven't seen that part yet.
On Friday's episode, so he wanted to go over again, and he's telling him things. So as he's questioning Ben about, you know, all this stuff, he played a little, he was playing Columbo, because as he was, hey, wait a minute, right, playing Columbo. He went out, and he said, as he was going out, he said, wait a minute, one more thing. You know, how if anybody that watched Columbo back in the days knows that's what he would do. Like, one thing I don't understand, and he comes back, and I said, oh, gosh, he's getting a, if he, no, he's getting as smart as Columbo, you know. So he turned around, and he's telling Ben, it just didn't make sense that, you know, you got the girl, we knew that she's pregnant with your child, and it's been going on. Why all of a sudden, why didn't Chad react a long time ago? Why all, you know, all of this, you know? So he's questioning Ben, and mm-hmm. he's making Ben a little nervous, because then after he leaves, Ben is like really, mm-hmm. you know, he's really upset, and mm-hmm. And he actually punches a picture of him and Abby together. So anyway, that was that was Rafe. Rafe is, you know, Rafe is even now playing Columbo. So let me see. I think Carrie's on. Let me bring Carrie on.
Okay.
She might just come on. Carrie?
Hi.
Hey there.
Yeah, that was funny, the Columbo moment. I just heard that, and I was finally married.
Did you see it? Did you see it?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Did you recognize the Columbo moment, too, when it happened?
Well, when I'm not he did that? That old.
Oh, okay. Oh, I guess so. Yeah, you are. No. You've had to see reruns, right?
I was going to say they were at least on during reruns.
Okay. Anyway, but I just think I was just giving Grave his props. That's all. That's you know.
Which I did remind her this is being recorded. So
I know I hate myself. So, but he still wasn't the best. Brian was the best by far of everybody.
Yeah.
I mean,
and
they were all there was a lot of good,
Yeah. Oh, it was Brian. Oh, this. So where do you want to take off next? Where do you want to? What part?
I don't know. I guess
what
we were where. That's where everyone found out with Hope and everything. And I would just see if you want to talk about different the different performances. If you want to talk about Kate and Lucas. Or you want
to
complain about Kate with not old?
Yes.
Let's talk about Kate and Roman. It was day three before we see Kate at all, or no mention of Roman up to that point.
We did get a slight mention that the day before that Lucas might go stay at her house that night.
But
Kate doesn't even have a house, so
we never saw her being told.
But yeah, we didn't get to see her being told. Everybody else on the planet, except for Roman and Kate, seemed to be told on camera, or, you know, found out right away or whatever. So Kate was told off camera, which pissed a lot of us off. There was a little bit of a Twitter storm about that.
We
piled on with that one. But when we finally did get to see Kate on Wednesday. She and Lucas met in the park, and oh my gosh! Well, Lauren Coslow is amazing anyway, and Brian and Lauren together are amazing together. They always have been, and so it's kind of almost hard to put it into words. But I really felt like the history with the characters was honored, both the current history and the past history. They reminded us that they have been distant because of the whole. They've been kind of, he's been angry at her because of what she did with the business and all that stuff. So it's like they put all that behind them and all, but I'm telling you, tearjerker, talk about a tearjerker, just with Kate and Lucas talking about Will and everything. It was just like, oh my gosh. So they agreed that from here forward, of course, we know how long is this going to last. How many times did Kate and Lucas reconcile and break up again? So anyway. But for now they've realized that, basically Lucas says we're all we've got, and so poor Allie kind of gets left out of the mix. But anyway, it always kind of was Lucas and Kate for the longest time too. So I know a lot of us longtime fans, it was a really, rewarding scenes for us to see those. But I'm telling you, Lauren Coslow, Brian Totillo, they just kick butt, and the dialogue was great. Melissa Sammons wrote, I think, she wrote Wednesdays and possibly Monday or Tuesdays. I can't remember. Trying to remember if it was Monday or Tuesdays. But anyway, she wrote some of the dialogue this week, which was excellent. And might have been Tuesdays and Wednesdays, because she was tweeting about, are you happy now that you finally, that you guys that have been wanting to see Sammy and Chad together finally got to see some scenes where Sammy's trying to smother him, but that's another story. So she wrote some of those episodes. But anyway, just superb acting, and so we finally did get to see that, we were just so mad that Kate was like almost an afterthought. You know, it's like, are you kidding me?
Well, she,
I mean,
should
they
have
spent
been one
most
of the
beginning. They spent most of the '90s. They spent the better part of Will's life fighting over him, for lack of a better term. So, you know, it's like, come on, you know?
And I know you can only do so many people, but even if it was a mention or a call, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Showing her getting
call.
I mean,
I get it. We don't,
they,
I mean,
didn't
we
even
don't
mention
need to
her,
see
really.
Teresa. I mean, I get it. They did, they balanced this out.
Yeah,
well,
they did Teresa.
You didn't have to she did a mention, but she didn't you didn't have to see her initial reaction. You didn't have to see Eric's initial reaction. I mean, even though they're related to Will.
Yeah.
But Kate should have been there in the mix, or she should have been called right away and everything. So that part we were all pissed about, but at least, you know, we were rewarded with some amazing scenes once we did get to see them. And then she also had some business scenes with Nicole and Teresa. And
yeah,
basically, you know, she basically is like, I got to work to get my mind off of everything for now, kind of thing.
Yeah, I was going to say, wait a minute, why are we working on the day after Will? But
yeah.
I guess some
yeah.
people look at, I can then think, well, okay,
yeah.
don't judge, because some people, well, then
yeah.
she kind of explained it where I need
yeah.
to be doing something. I have to work.
Right.
You know, to keep my mind off of it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So she's kind of being patronizing to Teresa, making her think she's a bigger part of things than she really thinks she is. And she and Nicole are kind of more on the same page,
the mean
I guess.
Girl.
As far as, yeah.
Yeah.
And
the
Nicole
mean girl.
Did say, Nicole was telling
Daniel.
I'm kind
Daniel, of rooting for, you know, you're kind of seeing Teresa being redeemed here, or making
yeah.
her.
Yeah, I like her.
People
like
feel
her
sorry
lot.
For
yeah.
her now. Yeah, even
I like her a lot more
Brady's
now.
Warming
yeah.
up to her. Yeah, Brady's kind
yeah.
of warming up to her, too. And yeah, so
yeah.
I see where that's going.
So I mean, there were some other Kate scenes, too, but mainly just wanted to share that. But definitely see them if you haven't watched them yet. Just go back to Wednesday and watch that episode, because, oh, they were wonderful.
You could actually, you know how we'll say, like, oh, there's maybe one good day out of the whole week, or, oh, this
mm-hmm.
was a good day. No, don't work Monday.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't really good. But you could watch
yeah.
every single day this week.
Yes.
And
oh, yeah. It was
you
literally
have to watch
gripping.
Every single day this week.
Oh,
to
yeah.
see everybody.
It really had you on
different
the edge
people
of your
came
seat.
In at different times. You know, different
oh,
people.
Yeah.
And Sammy at the end there, at the end of Monday,
yeah.
on the first day, where she just walked in. And,
oh.
and that was another controversy. People said, I said, whoa, wait a minute. Isn't she supposed to be in California? Lucas just called her. How did she get there that quick? That
uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And it wasn't explained till, I think, the next show or the next day that she was on her way in, and she was in Chicago at the time Lucas called her.
Oh,
so that's
okay.
why she got there that quick.
Yeah.
And the reason she was coming in, because it was also the anniversary of EJ's death.
Right, right.
It's been
this
1 year.
I'm sure
which
that
makes
Jamie
it even
fans
more gripping for
yeah.
her. She lost
oh, yeah.
her husband, and a year later she loses
mm-hmm.
her son. So
oh,
that's
yeah.
why she was there so quickly, I guess. But they didn't
yeah.
say that. She came walking in. I guess that just added to the shock and surprise when Sammy came in at the end of Monday. And she's playing
yeah.
Ellie. She's playing it to the opposite of how Lucas is playing it.
Yeah.
Lucas is shocked. He screams how everyone thinks you should react.
Yeah.
Sammy is in a total state of shock and is very calm.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, like, and they said, look, it's not
going to
hit her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And well, and then when she went, she did
well,
go
she
back to
a little
Will's
out.
Apartment, and she was looking at pictures and thinking about him at different things. And like if they did a flashback to when she was first had Will when she was like 15, and that was kind of cool to see that. And just, oh, and then the Lumi scenes were great with Lumi. Oh my gosh, they were so good.
It's when they went
know.
To the morgue. And I know,
morgue.
And I remember Lucas when Rafe said, "Oh, they took him to the morgue," and Lucas is screaming, "Don't say that! Don't say that word! Don't say that word!" You
right?
Know?
Oh my god!
That was at the
I
beginning
know.
When he asked where Will
I
was,
know.
And he said, "You know," he says, "Don't tell me that! Don't tell me that! Don't say that word!" I'm there.
Oh, Brian just. Oh.
And then with him and Sam, with him and Sammy at the morgue, yeah, and he's even talking to Sammy. Sammy, tell me, what can I do for you? This is like. This isn't you. You should, he said,
yeah.
You should be screaming and throwing things. That's you. You know,
yeah.
I don't understand
yeah.
why they're not doing that. So,
yeah.
But, yeah. So, you know, really
mm-hmm.
well, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It's great to see her back. I mean, I wish it weren't for this reason.
Mm-hmm.
But, and it is giving, you know, everybody something to play off of. I keep waiting, though, for great grandmother Caroline to see it on the news in the hotel hospital room.
Now she hasn't been told yet, so she doesn't know.
No.
I guess they don't want to tell her.
I just keep waiting for somebody to bring the newspaper in or something, and she
mm-hmm.
finds out that way or something. Ugh. But So I mean, they managed to still have other subplots going on in the middle of all this, like okay, the all important Daniel and Nicole getting married discussion. He wants to get married now, whatever. But
and at first I said, do they even know about Will? But I guess they did.
Yeah, they did. Because
found
Nicole
out later
said,
on in the scene.
Well,
mm-hmm.
Will and Nicole said something kinda like, odd. Well, you know, I feel like I need to step up because Kate's probably going to be a mess and I need to kind of
right.
take charge and do what I can. And he's like, oh, yeah, don't be so sure. She's, you know, it always pisses me off that he's so negative about her. But then again, she did kidnap him and. You know, try to kill him or something, but you know, that was after him being an absolute. You know,
and I have to admit, I kind of like Daniel's look, the goatee, and he's not. Yeah, he looks a lot
it's
better.
Different.
I think
it's different.
I
I mean, at
look.
Least he looks like he. It looks like he's showered, so that's good. You know, it's always nice to know when you have a surgeon that's you know.
Yeah, and then you
but,
have that little bit of another plot with of course, Steve looking for Bo. And then John, his past, he talked a little bit about that with Paul.
With Paul.
Paul came in. Well, yeah, about Petrov and about his time as Forrest Alamein, and he's trying to find out, you know, his background. So he had that going on and the whole, you know, Teresa and Kate Nicole thing. So,
And, what was I going to say? One thing that I just saw, and I don't know if you guys have seen it yet, but Jason47 posted that starting with the episode on October 15th through, I guess through Day of Days or through the Horton, I don't know what date through, but I think through Day of Days, each episode, the Emmy is going to be placed in one scene or on one set. So, if you still have the October 15th or you want to go back and look at it online or whatever, and I don't know if people are just going to post and say, oh, I saw it here or there or whatever, but he said, sorry for posting this late, but I just found out about it. And I guess that they're at the set, they've got the Emmy in the background or something of like as a prop.
Oh, really? So
like,
15th would have been Thursday, right? 15th,
yeah, so
Thursday.
Starting with the
okay.
Thursday episode. I haven't spotted. I'm almost through a Thursday's episode. I watched all but part of Thursday, and haven't seen Friday yet. But I hadn't seen it yet. But then I wasn't really paying attention to it too closely because I was watching the drama. It's been so intense. This drama has just been so intense. I've been totally sucked in.
Oh, I know. It's like by the end. So
you're worn
the
out.
Drama.
I mean, because
you're worn out. You're emotionally drained.
Basically, you know, I watched. almost four episodes straight today, and I'm just like, oh my gosh, I just like I need to go. You know,
Lucas makes you feel like he's going to. And another good one, I say close second, is Freddie Smith as Sonny.
Oh yeah, when he came home and Adrian. Yeah. Oh my gosh, and then
Justin,
and then Justin.
And when he went to the apartment and saw Gabby, and then when he saw where Will's body was, and he got down on the ground, and he just
I haven't
down.
Seen that part yet, but oh my gosh.
Oh, you didn't see that part? Oh, he just lays on, oh, that was real emotional. And of course, then
I thought Gabby's scenes were great too, with Ari sitting on her lap and her trying to deal with the fact that she's never going to know her daddy and all that. So it was like, oh. And I love that Justin's such a tool on days. A lot of people like him better as Ned. But anyway, I thought that was
so
sweet
nice
when
Justin,
he said, I thought it was sweet when he asked Gabby, said, is it okay if I still call Ari my granddaughter? And I was like, what?
Yeah. And of course, you know.
She says, of course, she has two daddies, Will and Sonny. And so. Like, oh, my gosh. So that was really sweet. Oh, and then the other subplot we did hear about that, you know, Kayla was went over to see Adrienne and comfort her, but also follow up with her because she hadn't heard anything since she did test positive for the BRCA gene. She kind of was following up with her on that, and I guess Adrienne hasn't done anything about it yet. So
she did tell Justin. Justin,
okay.
It looks like she wanted to tell Justin, so.
Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know if they were, you know, going to get back together or not.
I don't know. I still want to see Lucas and Adrian. I want to see Adrian comfort Lucas. Oh my gosh.
Speaking of that, that hasn't happened yet.
Right? I know. It better happen next week.
No, she hasn't seen Lucas yet.
That would be
since all this happened. I don't think.
Yeah,
like
there
Lucas
better be.
Like
they better act
and,
like they have a past. They better not be like they don't even. Yeah.
Yeah, because she seen Lucas with, you know, of course, with Sammy and with Marlena and with Kate.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to think.
Paul
came to see, you know, of course, he
ran and
Sonny.
He mentioned how sad about Will, you know, because he was friends with him. So.
Yeah,
and,
he was wondering if Sonny was going to, you know, stick around Salem, but.
Yeah.
Sonny doesn't, she doesn't know what he's going to do yet, he said. But But I don't think he is sticking around. I don't know. It's just interesting what they're going to do with Paul then. You know, if Sonny is going to leave. And Will's not.
Paul's he's a good looking guy. Yeah, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to think. That little Ari is so adorable, too. Oh, and you know, I'm really enjoying Eduardo. I can hardly wait till he has some scenes with Kate. I think that's going to be very interesting. But I really love him so far. I'm just like, I mean, boy, he sure makes a deadbeat dad redeemable in some way. I don't know. I mean, he's just like, he's managed, I think, between the writing and his skillful acting. You know, he's really managed to make Eduardo sympathetic, even though Eduardo normally wouldn't be, having skipped out on every kid he's ever had. But, I mean, he's
playing
like
it
the
so,
vein of...
Like,
yeah.
So calmly and just so,
so good.
Sadly.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
Yeah, like
he's,
he's really saying it regretfully, and you really... Sincerely,
yeah,
really
you feel it.
Medieval.
I mean, you truly
feel
it. You feel
it
with him. Yeah.
You just want to, want to hear what he, you know... why he did it, and eventually maybe that will come out. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I was going to go on to something that I just happened to think about with Sammy and Will. Not Sammy and when Sonny came in and saw Sammy, and they hugged, and Will said to Sammy, which could be also Sonny saying it to Allie as something, I can't believe this is what brought us back.
Oh, wow.
He hugged Sam. I mean, Sonny hugged Sammy, and then he said, and you could see the crying, and he said, I can't believe that this is what brought us back. I can't believe this is what brought us back. Meaning, brought them back to the show, but also their characters back, but also brought them back to the show.
Yeah,
I can't believe this is what brought us back.
Yeah,
a lot of controversy because I mean, Allison Sweeney spoke out about she wasn't very happy with. I have to admit, I wasn't happy with them killing Will. I still don't think it's right, I don't think it was right. I don't know what the long-term effects are going to be. For right now, it gave her some powerful performances.
Oh, yeah, drama,
And good story, but I still think it was wrong, you know,
made
an impact.
You know, with a negative character, with a legacy character,
Right. But I thought that was an interesting one when he said that. I just kind of caught that, and I thought that was interesting.
Man, I got to tell you, too. I mean, I know Will was killed last Friday, but she shows herself. I just finally got to, I guess, I'm trying to think. When did I see this? No, I know. I'm thinking about the Chad and Ben scene. That was some pretty violent stuff there. I was going,
I wanted to talk about.
Oh my gosh.
I'll tell you what, I said, stop it. Don't hurt that pretty face.
I know. Chad,
you know,
and
those pretty eyes.
And his head against the bed and everything. Oh my gosh.
Oh, he kept got a fractured skull, and I could see why. He took his head and bashed it hard against it.
I mean, just like, dang,
I mean,
that dude
it looked
like,
real. Very real.
Oh my
god! Well,
gosh.
So did the scene with Ben and Will when he was killing them. Those were hard to when he was strangling.
Oh yeah,
them.
Those were. Sheesh!
But
I
he
know.
Kept punching
intense.
Him, and it showed all the blood coming out.
I will say, Robert.
Oh, that pretty.
Was it Robert Scott Wilson? I can never remember which order his name is. Robert.
All of a sudden, Ben came alive.
He's
like,
good.
Really
He plays a darn good dual character like that. Like, you know, somebody who's nice but
crazy.
Bad.
Yeah,
underneath.
That underneath the surface is bad.
I mean,
you know,
here he is
mental
in
illness,
bed with
whatever.
Abigail. Here he is in bed with Abigail and all, and it's like, whoa.
Oh, and then then he has that bloody lip and he's kissing her and there. Oh, Abby. I said, Abby, if you go to bed with him right after all this, after he beats the crap out of Chad, but she didn't. But she's still looking for Chad. She still went kind of looking for him. And then she did find Stefano in the hospital. They had some words, you know. He knows, you know. Oh, and then Stefano was also talking to Rafe, and he said, he finally said to Rafe, he finally figured it out. Oh, you believe that Chad is innocent. Because he was trying to get Stefano to admit that he was hiding Chad in the Mirror Mansion so he could have an alibi. You know, he says, I'm trying to, more or less he was trying to help. So, yeah, so those were some good scenes with Stefano.
And they brought Chad through the tunnels, right? I mean, is that what the deal was?
He was hiding out. There's that little secret thing that he goes through there in that little library. They got to get out of there, and just so small and confining. They need to bring the big mansion back, the big parlor back. So, like I said at the beginning, the big scenes with Andre are coming up in the Brady pub after the funeral, where he reveals himself.
Boy.
So that should be interesting. That should be fun to watch. Yeah, so that should be some more powerful scenes next week. And also the letter from EJ that Sammy finds. She found it today.
Or Marlena finds. Oh, okay.
No,
so
Marlena
brought it to her?
Gave it to her. It was in a stack of mail that was there for her. And she read it. And he said, if you're reading this letter, that means I'm probably dead, because he gave it to his lawyer for her to open it within a year of his death. And he says that he thinks it's his father that would have killed him if he was dead. So, and he gives her this heat to go something about get revenge on Stefano. So right now she's thinking it's Stefano that has, but then in deep down she feels that EJ could be alive. So that's she went to talk to Eric, and Eric's saying that, you know, this, you know, somebody might just be messing with her. It might be Stefano. This might not really be, but she feels the letter is from EJ. So there's that whole thing. Now she's going to go searching and think one on. And also, she did try to kill Chad.
But oh yes, to smother him.
Yeah, yeah.
To try to smother him in the hospital.
Yeah. So, anything else? We do have some callers, so I guess I'll bring some callers on before we. Okay, I'll bring them both on. I think it's Kenneth. 501. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Kenneth.
Hey. And I'll bring on 845. Hello.
Hi, guys.
Hi. So, Jen.
Yep.
Yep. Okay.
Hello.
So I just brought you both on. So, what's everyone think?
There's some background. So
I
think
background
on something. Somebody's got something on in the background.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I got the Met game on.
Oh, okay. That's okay.
Oh, you're watching the Mets. They're
yeah.
playing tonight.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yep. Can you all hear me?
I want go Royals. The Royals won to win.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
Royals.
Yep.
Can you all hear me?
Yeah, Kenneth.
Yeah. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I have
so what do you think?
What do you think?
I have a question. I was thinking back to when EJ raped Demi all those years ago, and did they in some way redeem him? Share your fan photos and
videos with hashtag #TheBigStep. Redeem who?
Did they redeem EJ?
We're just turning it down a bit. Over 1 million
fans have already won money. Choose the league. They started
it. Yeah, could you maybe like turn? Like it's just awful. The background's awful loud. You think or?
I'm turning it down a bit.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, because I kind of hard to hear. I can hear. It's funny how you can hear things in the background on the phone.
Do you guys think they redeemed EJ a little bit because they didn't really change him, but at the same time, he really loved Sammy and Sammy really loved him, and so it was kind of interesting because we went from hating EJ to absolutely loving him, and the death of EJ just tore us all apart. It kind of has that same effect with Sammy. You know, Sammy. EJ dies last year, and so now she loses her son a year later. That's crazy to me. You know what I'm saying? You know, because I go back and I think about that, and the reason why I say that is because then it makes me think about Rob Wilson, because I think I don't know if they're going. I mean, I don't know if because they haven't said that he's exited the show yet. We don't know. I don't know personally if he's gone. And the reason why I say that is because I think he may have some sort of a mental illness because he's like there was a scene where he's looking into the mirror and he's like he's asking himself a question, what's happening to happening to you?
Well, I saw some casting call information recently, and they're casting another psychiatrist for the show. So it kind of made me wonder if they obviously couldn't have him going to Marlena because he killed Will. So I wonder if I'm just speculating, but I'm wondering why they would need another psychiatrist on staff on the show. Unless it's for somebody like trying to redeem him somehow, because he's done a great job on this storyline.
Yeah, I thought he had left, but I thought I had read that, but I could be wrong. So I've read.
Well,
he's
doing a movie or something. Yeah.
Well, let's see.
Yeah,
and then
I thought.
But you know, but then you know, I also say you know, if they do that, what else can you do with the character, because I mean, because after this, I mean, he's not apparently he's not going to be with Abigail. I mean, so I mean, he's I mean, what I mean, unless some of these new characters get involved, the characters that we have yet to see. But I'm just saying, you know, it's, you know, it's going to be hard to redeem him
after what he's done, you know, I think. I don't know. I heard that Abigail somehow finds out that it's him or figures it out. I don't know.
Well, then it's weird because if they showed the preview of next week's show, and now that I think about it, I go back and I look at the preview. This was before the writers, the new writers were coming in, and they were previewing the 50 years, and they have a video of Hope as one of the scenes is Hope stabbing the serial killer, but she's actually stabbing Aiden. Aiden now has a red tie. And so.
Oh yeah, he's gonna try a copycat killing.
Yes, it's gonna be. Oh my God! So that
because he's trying to get her money, her life insurance, because she has a big life insurance policy. And I think Andre and Stefano are behind it too. You know, they're kind of, you know, because they paid off his debt. And they're saying about, you know, and that's for him to get the money. So yeah. Well, yeah, but he's going to try to do a copycat killing with a tie. That's what the spoiler said.
And I think that's how he may end up leaving the show. And Clyde is already, well, I think Clyde is already gone or something like that. Because there was something out there, I think maybe next week or something like that will be the last time we'll see him. So that'll be interesting. Oh my God. It's so much stuff. It's really kind of hard to just kind of bite off everything and try to digest it all because it's so much. I have some thoughts on the Guy Wilson storyline. It's really kind of hard right now because I don't think. A lot of people are saying that they basically what they did was that they killed the gay storyline. A lot of ways, I mean, I can agree with that, but I can also
see that's what I kind of thought too. That was my perception.
Because you know we also have Paul, but you know at the same time, you know, what was the what I would be interested in knowing is. What was the purpose of killing off Will? You know, unless, you know, if we think about it in a realistic term, you know, there are people that are in our lives that die all the time for whatever reason, accidents or, you know, and so I just want to note the angle of the, and I've reached out. No one has said anything. I'm not too surprised with that, but you know, what do you do? Because now you have those audience members that are a part of the LGBT community that are behind your show, that are watching your show, but they don't have anybody on there now to kind of. Like, okay, who's going to represent us now? So now what do you do?
Unless they get somebody. Time will tell. If they don't go with another gay storyline with Paul, then it's kind of almost that was the reason. You know what I mean? It's like you were groundbreaking when you put Will and Sonny together and have them marry. And now, and you had a gay character on there, but now you don't because you killed one off. And then you did not continue with that.
And another thing, Aiden's ex-wife, they're bringing her back as a contract character, but she's playing like a small-time thief or something like that. But
yeah, she's coming back as another character.
I think
Wait, who?
Alexandra.
The friend of his wife, the friend of his wife that came back and talked to Hope, the girl that came on and was Meredith's friend, and was accusing Aiden and all that.
That actress
is coming back, but as a different character on the show.
Okay.
Same actress, but as a, you know how they do that sometimes.
Yeah.
They bring somebody plays one part and then they come back.
Good. Yeah.
Play another part. Yeah.
Uh huh.
So,
So it was interesting. I was looking at Dina Higley's Twitter account, and I'm wondering, her last tweet was September 6th, and it says on her bio, head writer for Days of Our Lives and One Life to Live. So I wonder, do you think she isn't coming back, or what? I mean,
I don't know. She was a past head writer, but past a couple, maybe
yeah,
two
but
times past.
She would have you would think that she would say on her bio she was updated that say current head writer.
Right.
You know.
Well, okay. I guess a way of knowing that is okay. How long has that been up there, and was that changed recently? Because I mean, there. I think Jason 47 posted up a copy of the script. It was kind of blurred out, but it had three head writers on there. And so they were saying it was Dina, Jason. I'm sorry, Josh Griffith and Beth Milstein. And so I think from what I'm understanding is that Dina's not back yet, but at the same time
I'm wondering if she's on like a medical leave or something, because I know like her last
some kind of personal reason
was something like a personal. It was like God. It was like something about God and everything. So I'm like, I don't know if she is a family member that's ill or she's ill or whatever, but, you know, but, I mean, everything that we're seeing now is really pretty good. But the only thing about, I've just noticed that it's like, I don't think Kate gets very much airtime when she's the head writer. I've noticed that.
I certainly hope
it's not an illness or cancer or something like that, you know. But I was just curious if you guys had heard anything else, because I noticed that the other day.
No, I think they're building up the story with the whole basic black thing, and you know, and I totally think that everything that they're trying to do with Teresa will fail, because I think Teresa ultimately really is what's going to make that whole thing tick. It's really going to pop, because her designs I think are going to be really the highlight of Basic Black. It doesn't matter who they bring in, so to speak.
Yeah.
And so I really think that they're really saving Kate and Nicole, because really we haven't saw a whole lot of Nicole or Kate relative to everything else that's been going on. We probably saw more of Teresa because Paige had passed. So
I do like how they're making Teresa more redeemable or more more rootable lately.
We have a caller, 404.
Okay.
I don't know if they want to say anything. I'm not sure who it is, but area code 404.
It's Angela.
Oh, Angela.
Oh,
yeah.
Hey, my number changed.
Hi, Angela.
Hey, Meredith. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Okay,
you might want to put,
I don't know if Jen was wanting to say something or if she was just listening, so you might want to check or put her back on listening mode because I can't hear very well with the.
Yeah, she is on listening mode. I mean, she's there. Is she there?
Okay.
I'm Poppy, here.
But we can.
No, there she
yeah,
is.
Yeah, she's there. But we can, I can't hear. We can't hear with the background, I don't think. So I didn't know if she was wanting to say something. Or,
No. Dan, I turned it down. Can't say it all.
I just want to make sure that, huh? No,
can't say it all.
Did you have some thoughts? Did you have some thoughts from this week?
Yeah.
Ken said it.
Oh, okay. He covered it for you?
Oh, Ken says everything.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh,
I just wanted to make sure that if you wanted to say something, we caught you. So, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, Angela, you're on, right?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
I guess I had a couple of things I was going to respond to. I thought Kenneth's question up front. Of EJ, my answer is that yes, I do think they redeemed EJ. That was a part of, another transition of writers. When they brought James Scott on, he was supposed to be one of the serial killers. And obviously they made some changes with Hogan, Sheffer, et cetera. And Beth Milstein actually was there at that time too. And they made a change, obviously not to kill James Scott off because he was very popular. And I think they did the best, I think they did probably the best they could in terms of changing the writing around for that. So as an EJME fan, I saw that as a redemption. I think that he apologized and, there were some fantastic scenes written at some point within a few months of that in terms of that, he had, of trying to not really explain why he did it, but again, the pain that he was in and the confusion about his father and so forth. So in my mind, as an EJME fan, I feel like he was redeemed. And I also agree with what I think Kenneth was saying about the death that the character of Sammy has had to endure, I find it to be very depressing. And I'm, still very much in favor of Josh Griffith. I think he's very talented. Beth Milstein knows that show. I personally think that, and again, I'm not getting into it because I got
Hello?
Did she drop?
Oh. I'm not sure. Angela?
No. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Did her line drop, Marianne?
No, it's still there. Mm-mm.
Did it click? And it still shows that she's on air?
Yeah, it says live.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, that's
weird.
Maybe her phone died or something.
Yeah, it doesn't say call dropped and her line didn't drop off and she's still on the red microphone.
Oh.
Hmm. Might be her phone, but sure.
Yeah.
If the phone hangs up, really the call should drop. It should say,
Gotcha.
And then you lose the number completely.
Yeah.
Angela, if you can hear us, hang up and call back, sweetheart.
Yes, you'd probably have to hang up. I mean,
wonder
I don't
her,
know.
Yeah,
I could hang her up, right? There's a place if I hit hang up.
You heard me. I got put on hold there. Did you hear any of what I said?
No. Yeah, because I didn't touch anything. You there? There you are.
We couldn't hear you.
We couldn't hear
you.
Angela?
Oh, now it dropped. Oh,
wow.
Now it dropped. Yeah. And I didn't touch it. Yeah. Now it says call has dropped.
Hopefully
she'll
call right back.
Yeah. She'll call back. Okay. Well, anyway.
Yeah,
talking about
just real quickly. I tried something new this week. Besides the story, some of the stories that were on days that have just been like kind of depressing. The things that have been depressing are the message boards. I'm just like, oh my God. I'm like, okay. Because a lot of people seem to think that the death of Will is damaging and damning for days. I'm just like, okay. I'm like, okay. It's just like, oh my God, why such the pessimism already? Because those same ones were the ones that said, well, we don't like Will. Well, we don't like this person that plays Will. And then they, flip flop and whatever else. It's so depressing to me. Because now we are in a time where we really need all of our fans to really be behind the show, because I mean we're kicking ass right now. We need to be, we are. I don't know if we've taken over third place yet, but I know that we were close, and right now we're battling Y&R and Bold and the Beautiful for some ratings, and I really think that we everybody that's posting. I mean, it's okay to post opinions or whatever else, but it's really damaging, for anyone to say, well, we think Days is going to end because of you got this going on, you got that going on, or whatever else. And so I'm trying to trust the stories. I'm trying to trust that all of this has a payoff, in the end or whatever else, And if Will is gone, he's gone. I mean, there's nothing we can do about it now. The thing is, what do you do to replace it with? That's what's important.
Well, yeah, because they're doing really well now in the ratings and. They're on fire, actually. So I hope it continues into the,
Oh, really? Are the ratings actually showing up for all this?
What are the numbers?
That's great.
What are the numbers, but I heard in the whatever that is, the theme, what is it, women 18 to whatever.
Demo?
The last couple of weeks that they have been up. But I'm not sure exactly what it is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know Carrie always has that, or she'll post it on the blog. But just hoping that it's not this, because of this storyline and the return of all the care.
Mm-hmm.
That's bringing a lot of people back, the return of the vets, this big storyline with Will, and the 50th anniversary. That's another big thing. Because remember GH was real hot when they were in the 50th anniversary, everybody's bringing them back, and now they've kind of slipped. And now it's Day's, kind of like Day's turn. So I'm hoping
hopefully we won't slip after the 50th. Hopefully we'll keep on going.
Keep on going with good stories.
From what the actors have been saying is that the 50th anniversary is in the can, and so and the stories are just keep getting better and better and better. So I'm really hoping that that's the case. A lot of these new characters and actors that they didn't hire, it's time to see them. We still haven't saw the Australian doctor yet, and this bodybuilder type dude kind of looked like Luke Ferrigno. I don't know. I'm just I think a lot of these different people that they have cast. I'm kind of anxious to see. I wonder if that Australian doctor is the one that's taking Daniel's spot. Which is the reason why we hadn't saw him yet. So, I don't know.
Hmm.
I'm just speculating.
Oh, I just told Angela to call in, so I don't know. She just texted me saying she didn't know what happened. Her call dropped. Well, I don't know either. So it's weird. So, okay, sorry. She just texted me, so. Okay. Sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah, she just texted me saying, I said, try again.
Oh,
I can be.
we want to send love to everybody that's in the chat room.
Oh, yeah.
We got peeps in there. I know I think Jan is in there. Jan. Hi to everybody that's in the chat room. We love you.
Yeah. Yeah, shout out.
Yeah, Jen, thanks for being on there.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Jen. Go Mets. Maybe it'll be the Mets versus the Royals.
And bring her back.
Oh, on. We can hope.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Anybody but the Yankees.
Absolutely.
Anybody but the Yankees. Like, you've got that right. Yeah.
Did you hear about the Back to the Future 2? How they're saying that the Cubs were, you know, in the Back to the Future 2, it showed that the Cubs won the 2015 World Series.
Yeah, I'm hoping that's not true.
I'm hoping that's not true either.
I know. And as a big Pirates fan, you know, and since we can't be in it, my husband says, well, he's rooting for the Mets because he doesn't want the
All
Cubs
right.
to win. So that's what he wants.
And also,
he was rooting for the Royals, too, when they were playing the Dodgers. So it's like we didn't want the Dodgers to win. So
I'm hoping for the Mets Royals.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
So. The Mets get beat up a lot. It's good to see them getting some attention and getting
definitely.
Some stuff for their fans, you know.
Mm.
All right, sorry, I digressed to baseball. Well, actually, baseball is a topic on Days of Our Lives. We can tie it back because
yes.
Paul was on, and Paul and John talked about baseball for a little bit. So there you go.
Yep. And if it hasn't been a soap opera these last couple of weeks, I don't know what has been.
You know, I have a quick question. I was kind of wondering about this. Now, Marlena had a twin sister. That's correct. Her name was
Samantha.
Why Samantha was not she was the evil twin. Am I right?
Yep.
Why would you name your daughter after your evil sister? Why?
Well, they named their son after a child molester.
Yeah.
Wait, you mean Marlena's twin, you mean? Was that what you're saying?
Yeah, Marlena.
Was she the bad one? Or was she? She was the one that was strangled, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was strangled. Yeah, but didn't they bring her back?
Yeah.
Well, what is Hattie? Wasn't she Hattie?
But she didn't come back as her sister though, right? She came back as
Hattie, yeah.
Yeah. But she was bad as that character. I don't know. Anyway. I think we're gonna try to wrap it up here, so hopefully we'll be next week, so I think we'll both have to anything else?
Did Angela
go?
Did Angela ever call back?
I texted her. She didn't. I said, "Are you going to call back?" And she didn't text me back. So
okay.
I don't know.
I think she might have. I think her phone might have been muted because she was talking, but she was still on the line. But we could hear.
Yeah. Well, that happens sometimes. It happened to me one time. I was talking and I accidentally muted my phone. But that
happens to Carrie a lot.
What's that?
It happens to Carrie a lot. Remember?
Yes, but then her call did drop, and Blog Talk will do that. I mean, it will just and believe I hang up on her. So I mean, it just sometimes they just drop like that. Okay. Well, anything else?
Mets won.
Okay. Well then.
Yep.
That always right in the world then.
Yes, it is.
Yes. Okay. Well, I guess it's going to be another good week next week. So we'll see what happens next week. So okay.
Real quick. When are we doing who will be our next interviewee from Days?
I don't know. We haven't
really. We've got a few things in the works.
Yeah. I'm trying to get you know who, so maybe in the future we'll get him on the show. So
we're working on scheduling. We're working on scheduling issues right now.
They all are like really busy with stuff, you know. And the 50th coming up. Yeah. So hopefully when I go out for the 50th,
yeah.
get in. You know, maybe
yeah.
we can get some.
Hopefully we'll be. Yeah.
So. Maybe get in after the pilot.
Well, maybe we'll ask them and maybe get somebody to come on the Diva Show. So
okay,
yeah,
great.
Yeah.
On the
yeah,
Diva
we haven't
couch.
Had one in a long time.
Yeah, we've been slacking.
Okay.
That's good. Well, all right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm
okay. All right. Thanks, everyone.
All right.
Love y'all.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.